Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. God is amazing. His presence is wonderful and we are in for a wonderful appointment of the Holy Spirit. This series that I'm teaching on how to receive the Holy Spirit, today the Spirit of God will be instructing you how to believe and do. How to believe and do. In other words, do and believe. Do and believe. I am Edmund Socrates, and this morning we're about to start a fresh ride of prayer. A fresh ride of praying in the Holy Spirit. My prayer this morning and during this series of how to receive the Holy Spirit is that you are going to quit yourself from what you believe, and you're going to believe the Bible, you're going to believe what the Bible says, and you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm expecting testimonies during this series of how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm expecting testimonies from you. When we are through, maybe on Friday, or maybe we are through, maybe next week, whichever time the Spirit of God, even during it, whatever it is, I am expecting a testimony from you, my precious viewers. Kings and priests of the Most High God, pick your holy body up, shake yourself, let us begin to pray. The number to send your praise report or prayer request to 814-790-8731, that's WhatsApp. Or better still, to send it online, much more better for us, send it to our Twitter account at TAN_radio space, and then your praise report or your prayer request. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. God is going to change your life as He gives you empowerment from His kingdom by His Spirit. Today, before we get into the thoughts today, let's go in our routine of celebration of our faith and victory in Christ Jesus. So first of all, let's commit ourselves unto the Lord, our bodies unto Him, our spirits unto Him, as we get in the beautiful ride this morning. Sakshoba negadakisiki patune nendro sukshin dekrondarakaya masekibona. My body I present to you this morning. Faktemiro di songre de ke siksho brada la makhane mene mosuki paro. Perendenise kradose ke tise ke shikalaya. Maseke beva kudneshik di a clover sober na de kaprende suki paya. Saktere sekshuzi di mingre grio glombe ke sobre ke to lava de manaminze ke tuse kendo brata kobe den deve kipu sikupu shukapa labada. Fento serigria lele lolo besheke deno bino no bokoton meitara meitara sakshe segirigirigra na sobere gesheke da na kabala ma kambala ma shegele bek boshoro bogolomo kopala bare e ki bore netere gira klaktan danda dande bek moshoro bodomene fete. Che le si clele le fo l'anima sarà badena mentola meja de katoke ti sekede balava senjuzi kria do masokshon de pradon tek teni neni sikchu sekloron tele klafakti sekcho pek and tele pera da vadara na sobinora ket no pichu siki kusi ki shola vredom merete sokshi soklavara vademo deboremo kose keri brado seket le kapokche jenegede. Me shako de ket nembo jikirima, kastopeke, paskane, skipitika, toskopoteneka, navinde bredo conte pretiskisko steji dimingrado tenchonje kreikus kapada. Speak in the Holy Ghost if you have received the gift of speaking on new tongues. Otherwise, pray in your understanding, but yet in the spirit. Nefkubra andes kosikichu siki abonandara kataya gaskeja gobodombre inkupekton nobosoki bava. If you're just tuning in, this is fire meeting over the radio where the kings and priests gather together. It's time to stir up ourselves. Me so beando meni nani vesiki pron dera fiksakshana mama. Shake yourself, kings and priests of the Most High God. Bring out the fire of the Holy Spirit out from you. and the visimeno method nisiok shandana la lida vesaki plendo la kude de disqueda daya mascope de ni so chicne bon tena ven la vran de la capade na pasica de da bendo ribe kin stumbri i toxen de pet de papala navanta ma sobe di giribro de manama cocolo bo che ter che sorba ne querido se che le babara Roma canda bot nene ven de vida vica soco shoka tenda men a men a men de vida hule de se shiklia nada de clatia se le theli se li lia telata po se shupio de ne medure cante tuskit nada to medembra toto se gigi equilibrado co sopetil mamata pacte somengo Bacte somego, sexuzi micren tentuzi pecneida gla cananda vesocendo bank monche catibra the casuxi piture de rida lumanta da paxe de vecobada. Fetisio med shot neredida, colama tama tama navidi because suxa beat not over then and pain that a tuski paladara. Max second dedigi diginisca scopic mecningos coscogicrata tuscanamaba. Ne dubinanto. Sexomen en frobe sic sheri de rima clac teis pecta de ne. Cale de di somre endala, se submeni di somre eca, se submeter in et sequila clovelum abod ne di sic sisa ne ven oror arcusa. Asemi, iter isole tascet le condere vecchi submedere, namron dec le cosi bisupi, cine de fiola, ta sola, Esilela, fele velamo, si supieda dina lovi, nato sabiki socle hege baba, dane me sobere. Netheria selen, that is secna onda the nela, tu sele vile bo colo medo, sheride di veke su kipa danara. Enter, sec ten de ferite sicciu sepire de ticot le, ti sopmendo di binonto, ti sicinine de velata, man sheke de bevo copo, bimishuke, pedi bona, tisanima, dama la bade, cosecne de shoke. Bede do titisica de da dusificus sananae, canama bede bede bisuki, lo prendo rabacata. Ate che tona momonse, iba de venope, anteris sicu endo bene ne venoma so conciona mano mano benene, la tete sicole da disaccian della becum dobo romongla becca soramentor bazuki solo mano mentor para. E si sicuri bic montere ne tarusse cote songre dalla ma scere delle lube, che le lufficio be, ens enca, lecias cadedes cadarisci pileliclo cocle su ciblo da medembra in tole tenzi schirada. This is the refreshing I have reserved for my children, says the Spirit of God. A refreshing that comes from my presence, that the enemy cannot hijack or distract. It is my spirit that fills you, that gives you unlimited access to the blessings that I have prepared for you. And there is no one of you that is exempted from this perfect blessing of mine, says the Spirit of God. Open your heart. Your time has come for you to receive the refreshing and be a wonder in your field and be a wonder in your place of interest. It is my ordination, says the Spirit of the Lord. I've ordained you to be a sign and a wonder. And my spirit makes it possible for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You see, glorious times are really active right now on the radio. We could count the few programs when we hear the Spirit of God speak to us so vividly. I could count the programs. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Wednesdays, we celebrate our faith in Christ Jesus, what makes us sons of God, what makes us kings and priests of the Most High God. And so, kings and priests, I would want you to do something. Do the talking session. You know, the talking session is when we begin to speak who we are in Christ Jesus and what He's done for us. So, in another 3 minutes, saints of the Most High God around the world, and that reminds me, I just want to welcome a first-timer. A first-timer was there and I missed. Thank you, Holy Spirit, from Morocco. Thank you, Father, for giving them an access to TAN Radio. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. I walk in victory. I walk in goodness of God. I walk in the grace of God. I'm functioning in power. I'm light in a dark world. I'm healing in a sick world. I'm hope in a world that is separated from God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I give thanks for your goodness in my life, for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness, for your mercies, for your grace. Speaking much more than anything I could have accomplished in my life, your extravagant grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word is working mightily in me. Your word is working in my family. Your word is working in my finances. Your word is working in my relationships. Your word is working in me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your word is working in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to, you know, I really have less time, so I really want to utilize my time. So I want to speak to you today about, you know, believe and do it. Believe and do it. We are on the series, The Spirit of God Placed in My Heart, How to Receive the Holy Spirit. And so today I want to help you with more scriptures to solidify the will of God in receiving the Holy Spirit. So from wherever you're listening, it's a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and I know the Holy Spirit will fill people. Even at the session, even before the end, I know the Holy Spirit will fill people. I'm starting today from the Old Testament, a prophecy of the Holy Spirit from the Old Testament. There are various prophecies of the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah talked about the Holy Spirit in levels, in the ankle level, in the knee level, in the waist level, and in the swimming level. In the ankle level, the salvation level, where the Bible says our feet is shod with the gospel of peace. That's the ankle level, you know. See, in the knee level is our walk in faith, where the Holy Spirit begin to move in our walk in faith. That's the knee level, the knee level. In our waist level is when we begin to encounter levels of revelation and truth in the Word of God. And that's what we call the belt of truth. We begin to experience the levels of truth in God's Word. God's Word begin to open to us as another level of the Holy Spirit. And the level of the Holy Spirit where we begin to swim is called the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost fills us, where He fills our tongue, where He fills our mind, where there is no room for this world, and where we become an answer of the Almighty in our home, in our society, in our job, and in different places. We become His authority. And we experience what His word truly says: whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth is lost in heaven. This is possible by the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It is not only a legal fact, but a supernatural empowerment by the Holy Spirit. So someone may be listening to me right now and thinking, wow, Lord, I'm ready for this. If you are ready for this, the Lord is ready for you. Could be before the broadcast ends today, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. You'll see visions, you talk in tongues, and you'll be able to do greater things that God wants you to get accomplished. In the Old Testament, still in the Old Testament, Jeremiah spoke about the levels of the Holy Spirit. The prophet spoke about the Holy Spirit. The prophet spoke about the Holy Spirit in the form of God's word be written in the heart of His people. No more will the word be written on tablets and stones, but it will be written on the heart of people. How is it possible? Holy Spirit baptism. The Holy Spirit baptizes you. And so I'll read one of those beautiful prophecies, and this is so beautiful. Isaiah chapter number 28. Here the prophet explains The prophet speaks about how God will speak to his people in the latter days. In verse 10, chapter 28, book of Isaiah, the prophet says, "For precept must be upon precept." Precept upon precept. I love this. Please listen. Line upon line. And line upon line. Here a little and there a little. He's describing how God speaks to his people. "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people," said. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, "This is the rest," hallelujah, "wherewith ye shall cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear." They would not hear. He says, with a stammering lip, that's what he said in verse 11. He said, with a stammering lip and another tongue. Which other tongue will he speak to his people? English? No. Some other tongue from another land? No. The Lord Jesus said it in the New Testament, what tongue it is. He called it new tongues. Now, having said this, we'll see what the Lord Jesus said. The Lord Jesus said in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 16, when you read verse number 17 particularly, he says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Now. You hear that when he says they shall speak with new tongues. What new tongues? That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. At the sound of my voice, every one of you who's willing and ready, the Holy Spirit is more than ready. So I'm giving you more scriptures to establish your belief, your faith, so you can do it appropriately. So here it told through the prophets, "I'll speak to my people through stammering lips." Some people want it logical. They want to understand every word they speak. And they get offended when they hear stammering lips. They say, "What is he saying?" You should interpret what he's saying. It's one of these days before Friday I'm going to come to interpretation. So stay with me. But along the line, today itself, I've interpreted so much by the power of the Holy Spirit, many of the tongues that I'm speaking. And so the Bible says, stammering lips you speak to his people. With stammering lips you speak to people. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus said, they'll speak with new tongues. They'll speak with new tongues. Now, you've known this. Yesterday, I took you to the book of Acts, chapter number 2. When there was a wonderful divine drama of the Holy Spirit, from verse 1, the sound, the mighty wind, and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit upon the people. And right there, I took you to one verse that changed my life, and that's verse 39, Acts chapter 2, verse 39. I'm going to read to you this morning again. Every day of this series of how to receive the Holy Spirit, I will try to read that verse to you again and again, because that was what changed my opinion about the Holy Spirit. My opinion wasn't so necessary, wasn't so important, when God's Word is established on the fact that we can receive the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter how dark the place is. It doesn't matter how strong the power of the enemy is. The power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is nothing to be compared with the weak manifestation of darkness. Nothing to be compared. You cannot even think twice about, should I not? It's divine, it is scriptural, it is truth. So I'm going to read this verse for you again. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. "While I was there thinking, oh Lord, just show me something in your word that I might believe this. Many years ago, he showed me this. For the promise is unto you, verse 39, Acts chapter 2. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. My eyes were open, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. What promise? Go to verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's the promise. Now change your mind, saints. Change your mind. Receive. Now that word is not passive. That word is active. If I have a gift for you, and I'm giving you that gift, you've got to receive that gift. Receive, he said. Receive. Oh, this verse changed me. So my believing was based on God's very, very much active plan. God's current provision of the baptism of the Holy Spirit for all those who will believe and do it. These few words you've heard, very precious words that will get you right into experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing too difficult. There is nothing too difficult for the Holy Spirit. Nothing. Set your mind and he fills you. Set your mind and he fills you with his amazing presence. He's waiting for you to hell with that doubt. No more doubt. I'm ready, Holy Spirit. I believe this is from you. I believe this is from you. That scripture touched my heart. To you, to your children, and to all whom God will call, as far off from West Africa and the southern part of Nigeria, the Holy Spirit filled me in the town Sapele, Delta State, Nigeria, right in the room for the meal in our home. The Holy Spirit filled me, and that was 12 a.m. He filled me. I changed my mind. So I leave you with these final words. Change your mind. Repent if you've spoken anything against the Holy Spirit. And get ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Now I have prayer requests coming in. I have a prayer request sending. I have a mother, Lata, who wants provision, right provision for her mother. Oh, the Lord sees your heart. The Lord sees your heart. And right provision for her mother and also for her daughter to have the right proposal for marriage. The right proposal according to the daughter's her desire. Well, according to God's purpose for your daughter. Thank you, Lord. But I pray for this prayer request sent to us by our daughter in the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that her mother, Latar, receive your request. He said, I want a miracle like Jesus did in the marriage in Canaan of Galilee. Yes. May the Lord honor your faith, woman. Receive in Jesus' name. It will be as you have requested. It will be as you have requested. But the Lord loves you, Lata. The Lord loves you. and the Lord touches you now. And every pain and every difficulty that you might be facing in the area of your child or your children or your loved ones, the Lord touches you now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us receive in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I am expecting your praise report because the Holy Spirit has stepped up this thing. If I was the one doing it, obviously, it can be like this. It is the Holy Spirit that's working. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And the airways are open for many to come in and get filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Usane mabandari salamaha. Hallelujah. Ira soma namashada badibaye. Irabusaraya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God over the radio this morning. All who are connected. Many are expecting to be refilled. Many are expecting to be renewed. Many are ready. They believe what they heard and want to do it. Receive, I pray. Receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. Now, touch their lips and their lives and their hearts and their spirit. Fill them, precious Spirit of God. As many who has repented, changed their mind concerning the Holy Spirit and the blessings of God. Thank you, Lord. Fill them. I pray for every king and priest of the Most High God this morning. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Refresh them. Oh, thank you for the visions. Thank you for the dream. Every dream that is not of God be cancelled. Every evil spirit walking in your home, walking against your children, your loved ones, be stopped in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let the light of God shine. Let the light of God begin to move in your family and uproot every tree that is not of God and destroy every seed that is not planted by the Lord. Let there be light in your home. Let there be light in the lives of your loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your finances. I speak to your family. Divine provision. Amazing manifestation of God's presence in your home right now. In Jesus Christ's name, let the light of God shine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, what you're feeling is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and thank Him, and you receive that utterance to speak in new tongue. Go ahead and speak in new tongues. This is a beautiful day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. I've come to the end of today's wonderful broadcast. Fire meeting over the radio. Just remember, you can get this in few minutes. And also you can get the Tamil, which I'm excited about. Because of our Tamil brothers and sisters, you can get the Tamil translation of this right in our blog. On our website, www.tanradio.net. You go to the blog and the podcast and you'll be able to get that. You could just a touch of the button, you'll be able to download or you'll be able to listen online this again and again and again and be able to enjoy the presence of God again and again and again, not only live. And a couple of minutes, my daughter also will be translate. Our daughter will be translating in the Lord. Our daughter in the Lord will be translating the fire meeting, and you'll get it in Tamil. God bless you. I leave you with a beautiful song requested by a saint of the Most High God, Muruva Larudan Shiriram. I want you to listen to this song. It's a beautiful Indian song. And God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. And Jesus is Lord. The fire of God is upon your life. God bless you. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
சினைகள் கொண்டேன் ஆனாலும் சிலுவையின் தலையளி கண்டேன் அசடம் என்றே அசட்டை கண்டேன் அசராவும் அசரங்கள் தாங்க கண்டேன் நான் என்ன செய்தேன் என்று கேட்கும் உலகில் எனக்காக செய்திட்ட அன்பை சத்தி கொண்ட அசத்துருவும் போல எவரும் இல்லை
coolest station online.
Dan Radio.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play this.
Only on Dan Radio. www.danradio.com.